Whenever Father Joseph Matlack and I get together to spend some quality priestly fraternity time, the conversation inevitably turns to music. Whether it's Anatolian psychedelic rock and Portuguese folk music, or Kievan chant and Mozart masses, we always end up laughing so much that I fear that I might have to go to the hospital for my side hurting so bad. But there's one musician, Father, and I hope you will agree, that we don't really all like that much, but whose approach to life and art has profoundly shaped the way we both view the world, and maybe that's why we're such good friends. Our mutual friend Gregory once said that his music is, quote, better than it sounds, unquote. The romantic composer Gustav Mahler famously commented, tradition is not the worship of ashes, but the preservation of fire. And so it is that you come here, Reverend and dear Father, to celebrate taking that Holy Ghost Pentecostal fire that was given to you first at your illumination at the sacred font, and in a different way, with the mystery of holy orders 10 years ago, and preserving a tradition that is not like the changeable transformation of natural beings, but the supernatural gift of grace that is not museum religion, but the very secret of creation redeemed for divinized man. We are delighted that you want to mark this occasion among us, as you have become a dear friend to me and to the community here at Prince of Peace, and I hope that you will always consider it a spiritual home. Not that you only have or need one home, because I don't think one place in time would ever be enough for a man like you. Portuguese mother, Ukrainian father, immigrants to England, Our Lady's dowry, where he grew up amidst the two streams of influence in contemporary Britannia, Anglicanism and atheism. Then an immigrant once again across the pond to the land of the free and the home of the brave, now as very much American as apple pie and baseball, right? Your priesthood is characterized canonically by what has always been lived in your experience as a gift. The Holy See recognizes you as a Byzantine Greek Catholic with faculties to celebrate the Latin Rite. And whether it be the extraordinary form or the Novus Ordo or the ordinariate use or the Eritreans or the Maronites or the Melkites, you in your very person and ministry are an embodiment of what St. John Paul II described as the church. You breathe with both lungs. So many homes you live in seamlessly. You live your baptismal call to holiness and your priestly ministry within the Eastern custom of married clergy. Matushka Katie, who is a dame of the Holy Sepulchre and a brilliant theologian, administrator, and educator in her own right, I'm happy to count as a great friend. One of the greatest joys of my life is getting to see how your love for Jesus and his church grows together. And through difficulties, trials, and tribulations, your love for each other and for your faith is such a sign to us of young people who do not venerate the ashes of the past, but know how to fan the flames of faith alive in so many other people who benefit from your daily yes to your many vocations rolled into one glorious partnership in the sacrament of marriage. Father Joseph's many gifts as a parish priest, a professor of classics, and legitimate liturgist have enriched us all. He will soon be inducted into the Order of St. Michael of the Wing, the dynastic order of the Royal House of Bragança of Portugal. And we were both inducted at the same time into the Royal and Military Constantinian Order of St. George. St. George, patron of the England we both love so much, and of Constantinople, our dear Byzantium, the new Rome who gave you the rite of your ordination and a place for me in their Latin cathedral church. And so I think it is most appropriate that we gather for this 10th anniversary celebration as we observe the external solemnity of Our Lady of the Rosary. Our Constantinople had fallen a century before to what some would call the bloodthirsty Turks, the same people to whom our parish 4 centuries later shares a mission of evangelization and witness, and whom I like to call my friends. The fracturing of Christendom because of heresy and schism left Europe vulnerable to the Ottoman Empire's endless march under the battle flag of their prophet Muhammad and to the real possibility of an end to Christianity as we knew it. Yet there were only 2 people who were clear-sighted enough to call the people of the cross to leave behind the endless wars with each other and unite for their own preservation. The saintly Saint Pius V, the Dominican to whom we owe the very codification of the missal we use today, who convinced Rome of the need for supernatural strength via the intercession of the Theotokos, the Mother of God. And Don Juan of Austria, the swashbuckling, adventuresome military strategist who also realized that victory requires sense and science. That combination saved us from what might have sealed as a fate in which the bells calling us to Mass would have been silenced, as the call to prayer would change the soundscape and the heart of Christian Europe as it had the once Christian Levant. The Pope and the professional soldier of God called the pilgrim people of God to rise beyond the petty tribalism that had divided them to unity, which does not require uniformity and leads to universality. What it means to truly be Catholic. Father Joseph, you and Katie, rich as you are in places both spiritual and temporal to call home, have the same breadth of mind as those 2 saviors of civilization. You know that we're stronger together than apart. And that the church has to leave behind individualistic polarizations that tear us away from each other. As Saint José María Escrivá said, remaining united to the Pope is the only way to be faithful to our Lord's words, who assured us, super hanc petram edificabo ecclesia meam. It is Christ who builds up the church, and we with him, through the Holy Spirit, but on the foundation that he himself has placed. The only path for us is to act always cum Petro et sub Petro, in union with the Pope and subject to his authority. Today we are threatened by forces within and without the church, even more ominous than the Janissaries and the Bashi Bazooks of old. And the answer remains the same. Remain in the bark of Peter on stormy seas, navigating to the safe harbor of heaven, guided by Mary, the star of the sea, and fortified for the journey by the food of immortality, the Most Holy Eucharist. The preservation of fire in our time is the handing on of a tradition that is life-giving and creative, bringing out of the storehouse treasures both old and new. The truth must be fostered in charity. And when we try to fight the good fight with the weapons of this world, with hatred and factionalism and passive-aggressive behavior and anger, we become the servants of the prince of darkness and the father of lies and hide behind the true religion with a mirage of piety that is dissolved in destruction. You've always used your universal experience, Father, to call people beyond narrow sectarianism along ethno-nationalist and spiritual lines to that deep unity in the lover of all mankind. You're very fond of Blessed Karl of Austria, whose relics are in this church, along with those of St. Jose Maria Escriva, whose prophetic voice was not heeded by the people he loved so much. And the price of ignoring that voice plunged the last century into war that claimed millions of lives. May you never cease to use your prophetic voice for those who listen to the words of a good shepherd in you, and even for those who will learn too little too late. As the last Holy Roman Emperor said to Zita on their wedding day, it's my job to get you into heaven. It is your job to get your Katie and all of those souls entrusted to your care into heaven, warmed and enlightened by the fire you so carefully preserve, helping the blind and the sick and the lame of our church to avoid being reduced to ashes and thrown into the fires of hell. My prayer for you today, brother, is this. Heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, everywhere present and filling all things, Treasury of blessings and Giver of life, come and dwell within us, cleanse us of all stain, and save our souls, O gracious one. Monogaladieta, ad multos annos, eis polaete.